The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Alrighty, everybody. Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. In case you missed it, we're seeing some really good stuff in the NHL playoff hockey. And in case you missed this, we're not seeing great stuff in the NBA playoffs. However, we do have something coming before us that's going to be fantastic, and it's going to be worth the wait. I really believe that in my heart, in my mind, and with everything that I have when I think about what I know about what's going on in sports. This is going to be a heavyweight matchup. Cleveland and Golden State, when we finally get it, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. Let me welcome in Jeff Rich, my tag team partner in crime for this hour, as he is always with me. Jeff, what do you think, man? How you doing?
I'm thinking that we are seeing great things. We're just not seeing them on both sides of the floor, so we get really lopsided NBA playoff games. What's going on the ice is phenomenal. I don't think that it matters. Small market, big market, medium market. We're going to get a great Stanley Cup final.
I agree with you 100%, man. That is something that we cannot miss. It's going to be great. You definitely want to check it out. Anyways, quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And just want to mention, in about 10 or 12 minutes, we are going to be joined by Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com and the Dorf on Sports radio team. We'll talk to him about whatever, but, you know, maybe a little Boston Celtics. As you know and I know, Jeff, he is a big Boston Celtic guy, but he also did take in the Arizona Rattler game with me last night. And I just want to touch on that for a quick moment, to be honest with you, and then we may get more into it later with Mike. But have you ever been to a game, just out of curiosity, yes or no? Oh, yeah,
you have. I've been.
Yeah,
I've been to Arizona Rattler games.
You have.
Yeah.
You know what's different from the time that you went probably till now?
It was about 5 weeks ago, so I'm guessing that the Arizona Rattlers are playing better football.
A lot better football, and that's an awesome way to read my mind, because the truth is it's an interesting league, man. I've been watching the game. I'm learning a little bit more about indoor football than I probably ever have, because obviously I'm paying a little bit more attention to it. I'm going to games. We talk to Coach Guy on the local show every Friday morning on the program about what's going on with the Arizona Rattlers. But there's so many different little things that are going on in that game. So last night I'm watching the game, and they're on defense, and there's one position where all the guy does is rush the quarterback the whole game. So he has to start 5 yards back, but he gets to just run right after the quarterback every single play. Like, how cool of a position would that be? Like, seriously, man. I mean, I know that I understand that that's the goal. Like, in NFL football, there's a guy on the line, and that's what their job is, to go after the quarterback. But seriously, Jeff, this guy had one mission every single time. 5 yards back, the ball's hiked, he just runs right after the quarterback. And you can look at this in two ways. It's a really fun position to have, because all you're doing is going right after the quarterback. But maybe it's a little dangerous, because those other guys on the other side are trying to chop block you or knock you down, do whatever. And they don't really call a penalty on that particular play, at least the whole game I watched yesterday. They did not call one penalty for a guy going low or anything like that. It's a fun position. Did you take note to watching that position when you were there?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I pointed it out after I went to the game that the quarterback gets hit every play in that league, unless they're elusive, because that guy is coming from 5 yards off the ball, but, you know, he's farther away, but he's also got a lot of momentum coming at the quarterback. And it kind of reminds me of the 46 defense that, you know, Buddy Ryan implemented with the 85 Bears, where you have this one great middle linebacker. You know, we saw it with Singletary. We saw the Baltimore Ravens with Buddy's kids. Implemented with Ray Lewis, and it is a great position. And I think in the 8-on-8 game, more so than the 11-on-11, because there's always a mismatch in football. There's always one guy that's unguarded, and he's the quarterback's man. And that guy kind of gets hidden a little bit in the NFL, whereas in the indoor football league, that guy, it's so obvious that there's nobody checking that guy, as long as you got your coverage assignments downfield, and you can't really play zone. So you got to play a lot of man-to-man, and I like that position. I think that the quarterback's always in danger, but it kind of sets the table for the defense. You know, Bart Scott famously said that he's Ray Lewis's fullback, being a defensive lineman there in Baltimore, I think that you really want to free your defense up, almost like you're building around the ball carrier on offense. You're building your defense up for that one player to make plays every single time out, and the quarterback, as a result, has 2.5-3 seconds to throw the ball at max.
Yeah, it's just it's an interesting game, and I'll tell you what, for a league that has a, I guess a, the word I'm looking for is a, this is a league that people have always thought in the past, at least in the Arena Football League, that it was a pass happy, pass friendly type league. I'll tell you what, Coach Guy here with the Arizona Rattlers is really changing that big time. Daryl Monroe had another big run in the game, broke one, took it to the house from, I don't know, somewhere around their own 10-yard line. And we know that the field's really small, only a 50-yard field, but he broke one. And they just have such great balance. And that's what Salt Lake was missing. The Screaming Eagles, very little balance in their attack, a very pass-happy, pass-friendly offense. Whereas, you know what, we've got Cody Sokol who can throw the ball, but we also have Daryl Monroe who can run the ball. And they just throw that balance at you, and I'll tell you what, it works. So if you want a blueprint for how to win in the Indoor Football League, follow what Coach Guy and the Arizona Rattlers are doing. And I don't think that this is news to anybody. I just don't know if everybody has the same type of skill positions that they have and the players that they have at those positions to be able to go out there and dominate in their own way. So they got a fantastic thing going here, man. And I'll tell you what, I fully expect this team to do very well in the playoffs, back on top of the division, playing great football. And it's been kind of fun to watch this team as they've grown right before our eyes. Because 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, they weren't the same team that they are today, Jeff. And that's a fact.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think that what they did last time out against Spokane to go up there and beat them at, you know, at their place. You know, that's a rivalry. We were talking to Richard Obert from the Arizona Republic on the local show about a week ago. That's a rivalry that transferred over from the AFL. And, you know, they were the Spokane Shock, and they became the Spokane Empire. So, you know, a lot of the same elements for these two teams that are expansion teams in this new league, but they were very good teams in the previously established Arena Football League. So it'll be interesting. You know, that the Rattlers have been around for 25 years. You know, they were coached by Danny White, who played for Arizona State, obviously the Dallas Cowboys, for a long time. They've had two of the greatest quarterbacks. They've both moved on. I think the Nick Dabbla is a coach on Coach Guy's staff, and he's working with Cody Sokol and the quarterbacks that they have there. But, you know, 5 Arena Bowl championships. Why not get off on the right foot by winning the Indoor Football League your first year in it?
Hey, let me ask you this, and this is going to be kind of off the subject and off the wall, because I'm just going to transition here in a weird way, because we're going to break in a couple minutes, and we are going to hook back up with Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorfman Sports Radio team. We don't talk much about this either, but I think it's an interesting story, and I don't know if you know anything about it. Michael Phelps is going to stick around in the pool. I don't know if did you see anything about Mike Phelps and what he's doing, Michael Phelps?
No, tell me the news, man.
Well, so he is getting involved in the pool once again, and it's not to go back and be part of the Olympics, which, by the way, if he wanted to, he could, and we know that the guy would probably still do very well. The guy's like a fish, in all honesty. It's pretty unbelievable. But he is going to be doing something that's pretty awesome, man. He is getting back involved in the pool in a completely different way, where he's going to help people out with water safety with the Boys and Girls Clubs and the Special Olympics. And I'll tell you why this hits me and why I think it's so cool. Because a guy like this could be going back to the Olympics. But at this point in his life, after having a child and going through the ups and downs in the pool and outside of the pool, what he went through a little bit here and there, and now he wants to give back. And to me, man, this is a really, really cool way for a guy like Michael Phelps to give back. And the reason he got in the pool was because his mom tossed him in the pool back in the day, and she wanted him to get water safety lessons. And then obviously the rest is history. So I just think it's cool, man. I was a swimmer growing up, and it kind of hits me in a way where, you know what, swimming is a really good way to test yourself, work yourself, get a great workout, learn about yourself, push yourself. I mean, you do that in every sport, but swimming is a very dynamic sport, and I just like to see guys like Michael Phelps giving back in this way.
I was a competitive swimmer at one time myself, so, you know, I could appreciate everything that goes in, but throwing you in the pool and hoping that you learn water safety doesn't always work. I tried that with my dog about 12 years ago, and she still won't go near the water.
Yeah, I try to keep mine away from the water, to be honest with you, but I get that, man. Anyways, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, a lot going on in the sports world. On the other side, Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com and the Dorf on Sports radio team. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world, in case you missed it. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've been doing, but the Cleveland Cavaliers all over the Boston Celtics, the Warriors all over the San Antonio Spurs. NHL playoffs, man, that's the best deal. I'll be honest with you. That's the best deal. That's what you should be watching. And we haven't been talking about it and giving it enough love today on the program, because I'll tell you what, I am a fan, I'm a believer, and I absolutely love watching NHL playoff hockey. All right, Jeff, what's up, man?
All right, so, you know, we don't like mentioning this guy. We don't like talking about this guy, so I'm not going to say his name. But there's a kid that played guard in the Pac-12 that's expected to be a pretty high pick in the upcoming draft. And we get into this war of words with Kyrie Irving, who went on Richard Jefferson and Channing Frye's podcast, and basically said that at some point this dad, who we all know, the umbilical cord is going to be cut, and this, you know, his kid's going to play on the road, and he's not going to have his father in his back pocket the whole time. And this father, who's become notorious, basically responded by saying, you know, his son has a mom and Kyrie Irving doesn't, because Kyrie Irving's mom passed when she was 4 years old. And I just want to emphasize the point. We've talked about this guy on the local show, and I just don't want to talk about him anymore other than to mention how tasteless and not self-aware this guy is to throw that kind of low blow at Kyrie Irving. And I would have this sentiment whether I grew up in Cleveland or not.
Yeah, a little strange, a little odd how this guy is choosing to deal with the media, with the public, with women. In general, this guy is a loose cannon. I'm sorry, man. He's a loose cannon, and ultimately Lonzo's the guy that's going to be paying the price for it. So you're not going to say his name, but I will. I'm tired of LaVar Ball too, man. I don't know why we even talk about it, but we have to, because when you're as out of it as this guy is and outlandish as this guy is, it makes for good radio. I'm sorry. What he did on Colin Cowherd's show, that was absolutely pathetic, man. And I'll tell you what, I heard Ian Rappaport talking about it with him the next day. And you know what? I loved his take on the whole thing. Speaking of takes, we've got a guy from PacificTakes.com joining us right now. Let's go out to him. Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. What's up, Mike? How are you, man?
What's going? I'm trying to recover from last night. So, just your typical Sunday morning, just trying to chill out and enjoy the last part of the weekend.
Look, you know, you and I went to the Arizona Rattler game last night. It was a pretty interesting game. As we know, they dominated. I think the final score was 63-33. For a league that doesn't have a lot of defense, they sure do hawk at the ball, and they shut them down. There were several times where they stopped them on fourth downs. And also, I have to give a little bit of credit in the beginning of that game, because the truth is that Salt Lake had a lot of chances to be kicking extra points and to be kicking field goals, and they were missing those, whereas Sawyer on the other end for our Arizona Rattlers, that guy doesn't miss, and he was part of the special teams player of the week last week in Indoor Football League, and I'll tell you what, he's fantastic, and that does make a big difference when you think about how they played out the end of the first half. It could have been a little bit closer ball game than it was, but he was making those extra points and those field goals. They didn't really need any, but he was making extra points, whereas Salt Lake's guy was missing field goals, extra points, and taking points off the board. And as we saw in the last couple minutes of the first half, Jeff, both teams were using their timeouts, and I found that strategy to be really interesting. And I happened to be sitting next to I went as press last night, so I was sitting next to a lot of the Rattler people, and I happened to say to the guy that I'm sitting next to, I said, wow, that was a really interesting way of going about the last couple minutes of the first half, because both teams were using their timeouts. The Salt Lake was using their timeouts because they were trying to score. The Rattlers were using their timeouts because they were trying to get the ball
ball back so that they could score. So I just find there's a lot of really interesting things going on in the indoor football league that you would not see in the NFL. Because most of the time in the NFL, unless an offensive team has a really good opportunity to go and score, then they're going to try to just down the ball or run the ball out, run the clock out. And the defense is probably going to allow that to happen. So a totally different philosophy when it comes to indoor football versus the NFL game.
Jeff, oh, absolutely. Michael,
go ahead, Michael. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry there, Dorf. For my first indoor football league game, I was pleasantly surprised with the amount of ball control that Arizona showed. I mean, you see the quarterback turn parallel to the line, and you see kind of a read option kind of thing, and some misdirection in the running game, and trying to control the clock maybe a little bit. It was a good experience, but like I said, the ball control on Arizona's side, along with his passing game, just showed that this Arizona coach he's figured it out in terms of you got to be balanced on offense, just like in any level of football, you want to be balanced.
Yeah, Jeff, I don't know if you noticed the intricacies of the game of the indoor football league versus the NFL game, but it's a completely different game. It really is.
It is. I think that it's a fun game to watch, but I think it's really dependent on the crowd. And not being there last night, I'll have to defer to you two on this, but what I'm told was that was the biggest crowd they've had down at Talking Stick Arena for indoor football or arena football of any kind since the 2004 Arena Bowl, which was the championship of the league. So to get that for a regular season game on a Saturday night in May while the weather's still fairly pleasant, relatively speaking, here in the Valley of the Sun, the crowd just makes that game. I've gone to games. The arena. The reason they're in this indoor football league is because the arena league struggled with labor issues. You had players going on strike on game day, so a team would travel from Pittsburgh to Cleveland, and like four players would show up for the home team, and the visiting team would win by forfeit, which nobody wants to see. So it's great to hear that there's big crowds in there. I went to a game against the Chicago. I believe it's Chicago Rush when they were over in the American Football or the Arena Football League, and the arena was empty, and it really took away from the game. So maybe you guys could speak to how the crowd really fuels the atmosphere for those games.
I'll tell you what, man, it's electric. It's unbelievable. And you're right, man, there were over 15,000 screaming Snake fans in the audience last night as the Rattlers were just out there dominating on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And what I think is also something that they do better than most things, there's like literally no downtime when you're watching an Arizona Rattler football game. During the timeouts, they keep the music going, they keep the blood flowing, they keep the electricity in the building. And I think that that's what they do so well. Mike, I know that was your first opportunity to experience it yourself, but I mean, look, I'm going as press, and I'm sitting there, and I'm bobbing my head up and down, and I'm kind of getting into the game a little bit, and I'm standing up on kickoffs, and other guys in the press stand up on kickoffs. I mean, it is a game that you really can get involved with, man, and they'd never let it die. The flow of that game is very quick, but the energy and the building is also just going from start to finish. There's never a drop-off, man. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And, the first thing I noticed was just how loud it was in there with the music, the crowd, that flipping cannon going off about every 10 minutes or four, And, you're exactly right, Andy. I mean, they never let you kind of catch your breath in the crowd because, from Run-DMC to the Beastie Boys to Def Leppard to Billy Squire to 38 Special, I mean, they got the good tunes pumping. The crowd's into it. The camera's always focused on timeouts, on something going on in the crowd. They got mascots everywhere. It is. I mean, if you want a fan-friendly atmosphere and just I can't even describe it. It just gets your adrenaline pumping so much that Talking Stick Arena is where you should be for a Rattler game.
You know what's crazy is also, I'm talking to several of those guys last night in the media there, and the one thing that I really took away from last night, Jeff and Mike, is that there's not enough going out there about this team, and they're under the radar. Flat out, they are under the radar. If more people in the Valley really knew about this team, they would get behind them. They would realize how fun of an atmosphere that is. Because truth be told, I'd have to say it may be, at this moment in time, it may be the most electric atmosphere here as far as sports go in the Valley, because they win number one. Number two, the product itself is fantastic, man. It's awesome. So I know we got to go to a break. Mike, we'll continue to hold you on the through the break, and we'll keep you on the other side with us. But Arizona Rattlers, man, it's real. It's an awesome experience. If you don't know, get out there and check it out. Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. We've also got Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, at Sports Byline USA, at Pigskin Opinions.
There you go.
And then also check out the website, Dorf on Sports Radio. dorfshow.com as well as dorfshow.co. And I think I got everybody's Twitter handle in there, man. So I'm getting better at this whole thing. And the more I hang out with you guys, the more I'm going to get that stuff down 100%. But I want to switch gears.
Speaking of 100% down,
yeah.
Mike Wilson, Boston Celtics fan.
That's where I was going, man. Good call.
41 points at halftime, 130-86 on your home floor. This is the game I thought Boston could win. What happened?
Okay, let me scrub the salt out of the wound first.
I tried not to cut too deep.
Yeah, all right. I get it, yeah. What happened was just total domination by Cleveland. I mean, we're talking about a Cleveland team that is it's men among boys. In this Eastern Conference Final, they're not going to face any challenges until they get to the finals with Golden State. And I don't know, the way LeBron's playing, the way that Cleveland team is playing, my loyalty for who wins the finals is going to shift to Cleveland once these conference finals are over. But it is amazing to watch what LeBron is doing, because I don't know if he's ever been better in the playoffs than he has been this playoff round, not this round, but this whole playoff run so far in 2017.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it, all of us. We've talked about his mental ability to be that much better than everybody. We've talked about the wisdom, the knowledge, the talent that he has. But mentally, this guy is just so far above and beyond anybody, and that's why I think it's going to be so interesting to see the battle between Cleveland and the Warriors, because those guys, we at least think they're all somewhat on the same level as LeBron James. I don't think so personally, man. I'm sorry, but I just think this guy is playing at such a high level, and the thing he's doing better than I've ever seen him do right now, Jeff, is shoot the three ball. He's shooting it at a pretty darn good clip. I think overall his field goal percentage is just remarkable throughout the playoffs so far. It hasn't been all drives. It's been a little mix, man. It's been a steady dose of LeBron James, as we all know, in these first games where he's averaging over 35 a game. And I am so impressed with the mental capacity that he has over everybody else. It's shocking, man. It's more than what I saw from Michael, in all honesty. I mean, and maybe the competition was better. I don't know. But truth be told, he is just slicing and dicing and just weaving and bobbing and shaking and moving right through everybody like pylons. It's almost like they're not even on the floor. It's amazing, dude. He's a man among boys, and he is just literally out there just pummeling everybody in every way, shape, and form of the game. It's awesome, and I agree with you, man. He may be playing his best basketball in his 14th season, Mike. Jeff, go ahead.
You know, it helps that the players are making shots around him. We talked a little bit about it with San Antonio, and I made this comment during the Boston-Cleveland game on Friday, is that to beat them, you have to hope they're off a little bit, and you have to play a perfect game. I know that there's some margin for error on both sides there, but I almost look at both underdogs as, you know, you just have to play your most perfect basketball and catch the other team on an off night if you're going to get one. You're not going to get four. You're not going to get four from either one of these teams. We know what the finals is going to be. But, you know, if Kevin Love and JR and Korver, you know, they're bricking shots off the back of the rim and LeBron has to give you 45, that's the formula to beat him. You know, that's the formula to beat the Cavaliers anyway, even if you cannot beat LeBron James, period. But you can beat his entire team by forcing him to do too much and wearing him out and getting him to, you know, when Golden State won the title in 2015, I just think that they ran him into the ground and he had too many miles in too short a period of time. And he had no help around him. I think that the help around him is big, but I think that he creates that help around him. Now, I would say that the you know, Michael had great talent around him, but they were already great. I think that LeBron, you know, takes these guys that are good and makes them great by, you know, creating spacing and facilitating the ball. He's a great passer, loves a great passer. Kyrie, not so much for a point guard, but, you know, he's a passable passer, so they can move the ball around. And, you know, it all comes down to spacing, ball movement, and, you know, ultimately you still have to hit your shots.
A passable passer. I like that one, man. I like that a lot. Anyways, hey, let me throw this at Mike first, and then Jeff, you can take it as well. I think when we finally when push comes to shove, there's also one thing that separates these two teams, and we've denied it for a long, long time. We just haven't mentioned it. We haven't really talked about this at all. We're talking about LeBron. We're talking about his greatness. We're talking about all that stuff. But defensively, both of these teams are very good defensively. And I think that that's where you are underestimating Cleveland, Jeff, in your own right. And I think you're playing this well, to be honest with you, man. I think you're playing this really, really well. But defensively, I look at the way that Cleveland has just locked down Boston, the 41-point separation at halftime the other day. They locked Toronto down.
Was that J.R. Smith heave at the end of the half just the most demoralizing thing or what?
Absolutely was. But truth be told, I mean, defensively speaking, I think both of these teams are very good, and they have the ability to lock you down and shut you down and not let you score points, and then they can go out and score points in bunches, both of these teams. So, Mike, who's got the defensive edge? I guess that's the real question. Is it LeBron and the Cavs, or is it KD, Steph, and the Golden State Warriors?
Oh, to me, it's Cleveland without a doubt. I mean, they got rim protection. They can lock you down on the perimeter. With Boston, what they did to take IT out, they just doubled him. They just took him out, trapped him, and just took him out of the game. So the perimeter defense, along with the rim protection they get with Tristan Thompson and Love back there, to me, it's Cleveland all day long.
Well, and Jeff, I think Shumpert, I think J.R. Yeah. Smith, I think LeBron, I think the bevy of guys that you can throw at them that are like 6'5 to 6'8. To put at Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and knock those guys around just the way that they did last year, Jeff, when you think about it, and made them uncomfortable. They still have those guys. Like, nothing has really changed for Cleveland either, and they just have another year of playing together. So, I mean, look, again, I think you're playing this really well, or maybe you're underestimating your own team.
It's tough to pursue those shooters. I mean, I talk about ball movement. I talk about, swinging the ball around the perimeter. And just what Golden State does, they play so inside out that it's great to see. They're very quick. And I think that they're deeper. I think the Cavs have a seven-man rotation in Golden State. It's almost like a line change. And I think that depth, and it comes down to the non-headliners. It comes down to JaVale McGee and Sean Livingston and those guys, just kind of hitting their shots. And, I mean, the MVP from 2 years ago was Andre Iguodala, who's basically a non-factor in today's landscape. But I think that if Mike Brown or whoever's running that bench, we think it could be Steve Kerr. I still think it's going to be Steve Kerr as long as he can stand up. I think that they're going to figure out ways to create shots, and Golden State's got to hit them. And that's why I give them the advantage. You add Durant to that mix. They were already a tough team. They're already a tough out, and then you add a player that can slash and get to the rim as well as anyone not named LeBron James in this league.
Well, and speaking of Steve Kerr, by the way, he was at Game 3. He did travel with the team. He watched Game 3 from the locker room. So he is getting better. He is improving. We will see how that impacts the Golden State Warriors. I don't necessarily think they need him. Look, his blueprints are all over it. We all know that. But at the end of the day, would they like to have him on the bench? Yes, of course. But I think the irony is so cool for Mike Brown if he isn't on the bench. And even if he is on the bench, I still think there's some cool irony for Mike Brown in this whole situation where he was a part of the Cleveland Cavaliers and obviously couldn't get it done but may have an opportunity to beat them. And I think that that's a cool story in itself. But Mike, look, I think it's going to be a very interesting series. I'm going to ask both of you guys this. We'll start with Mike. Which team loses first? Is it the Golden State Warriors or is it the Cleveland Cavaliers? I mean, if we look at it when we're assuming that they're both going to sweep through the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference Finals. So if that is the case, who do you think winds up losing first? Is it the Golden State Warriors or is it the Cleveland Cavaliers? Because the Golden State Warriors will absolutely have home court advantage. So they at least don't. They play at home first. So who do you think loses first in the series, who's going to break their untouched or unscathed or unbeaten record in the NBA playoffs?
I'm going to say Golden State loses first. I say Cleveland gets game one from them because of their defense and the way they can lock down, and because of that, there's that guy named James in the lineup. I just think Cleveland's playing just a little bit better, just a higher level than Golden State right now, if that is even possible. But I think it's Golden State who loses game one of the finals.
Jeff, who loses first? Is it Golden State or is it the Cleveland Cavaliers?
I give for the exact opposite reason. I think that Golden State playing game one at home after what's probably going to be a 9 or 10 day layoff for both teams. I just like the home team. I think that they're two pretty evenly matched teams. But again, I think that Golden State is just such a buzzsaw. What has Golden State done to discourage you from believing that they can win the NBA championship?
What they've done to discourage me is the fact that one player on the San Antonio Spurs that's not playing right now has made a huge difference. Because with Kawhi Leonard on the floor, I personally think, and you did too, as we spoke in the first hour about this, that they would win one, obviously game one, because they were up like 21 points or whatever, maybe 23 when Kawhi got hurt and went out of the game. And then obviously it was a total disaster after that for the San Antonio Spurs. But I think we both agree that they would have won game one and that they probably would have been able to pull off a game in San Antonio. So with that and that alone, I think that they would have lost a couple games to the Spurs. So they wouldn't have been unbeaten going into the finals. But look, I think that that's enough to me to say one player can make a huge difference. Mike, go ahead, you first.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that statement there, Andy. If Kawhi is there, they have at least one, if not maybe a couple of games in the series. But I just sit there and just think LeBron is on a mission. LeBron has his guys playing at such a high level, and then he's even a level above that in terms of what he's doing. That's just my gut feeling is they get that first game in Golden State.
Jeff,
I think that there is a lot more pressure on the Golden State Warriors because they're not coming back with the same team. They made that big splash.
Yep.
Everybody almost looks at it like cheating. So I think that we're not talking about the Cavs defending their title. We're talking about the Warriors meeting expectations, and that might, that might play out in games one and two in Oakland.
That's a good point. Hey, Mike, we really appreciate you taking time out with us. Look forward to talking to you during the week, brother.
All right, we'll talk later, man.
Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com and the Dorf on Sports Radio team joining us for a couple of segments, and we appreciate him taking time out with us. Jeff, I think that was a good point, what you just made there at the end, the expectations. And maybe on the other side, we'll get into that real quick, but obviously do our parting shots. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices
again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
All right, everybody. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, a lot going on in the sports world. And we're going to leave you with our parting shots, as we always do. But first, we got to thank Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com for joining us here on the program today, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. We do appreciate his time. Jeff, you're up, man, with your final take. What's up?
Well, you know, first of all, the expectations going into the finals, it's going to be fun because there are going to be lofty expectations on both teams. But I'm going to shift it to Major League Baseball following the Tom Horticart, who covers the Milwaukee Brewers Twitter account this morning. Brewers having a little bit of fun with the Chicago Cubs, who they lead in the division by quite a few games at this point, saying, Craig Counsell saying, first time our players were treated for sunburn after a rainout. Maybe it's time to take the rainout decisions out of the club's hands and have neutral parties in Major League Baseball handle that.
That's pretty funny. Well, I'll ride your coattails here, and I'm going to say, you know what? It's pretty cool when you've got a team that has like a 60-some-odd million-dollar payroll hanging with the big dogs that have a 100-and-whatever-million-dollar payroll. So
200 million-whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is. The bottom line is that sometimes miracles happen, and right now, that's what's going on in Milwaukee, at least at the brief moment where we're at right now here in May. They're on top of that division. And I don't think anybody in baseball or any expert would have thought that was possible. Anyways, for Jeff Rich and Scott on the other side of the glass and Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We are out of here. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.